This is the third day, third module of self-talk to help one stay on process, to stay encouraged. I worked with a ball player at the Philadelphia Eagles. His name was Chad Lewis, who, if you followed his career, was in the Pro Bowl many times, played at Brigham Young in college, caught two passes to put the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, hurt his leg in the games, didn't play in the Super Bowl, but brilliant. It was just a joy to be around. What he would do is every single play, he would say three things. Release, look for the X, which is the X is the front of the football. It's sewn together in shapes of X. Look the X into your hands, and then tuck it. That's all he would say. Self-talk to keep you focused on process. Release, get away from your guy. Look the X into your hands. Tuck. Watch what he did not say. I'm better than this guy. Beat him up. I'm the best. That's all mental clutter. And it no way moved him toward what he was trying to get done. I many times have taken offensive linemen who are very strong men in the NFL and had them stand up. And I would say, I want you to repeat these words in your mind. I want you to see these words. Win the game. You're the best. Dominate the field. And then as they were saying this, I would tap them on their shoulder and tell them hold their hand up. You know, hold it straight, horizontal, with the floor. And no matter what I do, don't let me push your arm down. Arm test. As I would have them visualize these phrases, I'd push their arm down every time. And I can probably bench press about 60, maybe 65 pounds when I'm maxing out. These guys bench press Volkswagens. So then I would do it again. And I would say, okay, say these things. Release low off the line of scrimmage. Extend your hands out. Lower your body. All very important process steps. I couldn't budge their arm an inch. It was like it was made out of granite. If I say things to me like win, it's a very confusing message to my body. My body doesn't know quite what to do with it. It is really like trying to teach trigonometry to a kindergarten child. It's confusing. But when I can give my body very simple, concrete steps, pick up the phone, listen to the client, sit down with your child till they feel understood, then that's something very, very different. And as I do this, it literally changes the strength, my personal strength, my personal creativity. In doing it, in staying right on the process, I have a greater chance and it's very less confusing to accomplish it. I used to be one of the worst students you ever saw in your life. And my sister who was ahead of me was very bright. She was number one in her class, gridiron queen, head major at it. I mean, this one stung. Mary in our church Christmas play, I mean, that one was rough. And I'd come home with these report cards, and my dad used to say, look at this report card. Your sister doesn't have one B on her report card. And I'd go, well, I don't have one B on my report card. My mother got in my head, effort, effort, effort. Got my bachelor's, master's, another master's, doctorate. I'm heading out to intern at the United States Olympic Committee. And I sit down with my mother. And that was her chop, effort, effort, effort. And that's all she would say to me, got to give effort, got to give effort. So I said to my mother, you turned me around, you said give effort. She said, Kevin, I have a confession to make. I never really thought your mom to anything, I didn't know what else to tell you. Well, see, you've got to get a phrase like effort or keep chopping. And what it does is it makes your body get a clear, simple message. And it's doable. it relieves a lot of the anxiety of performance, because it's a very concrete thing I have to do. When a lot of people tell me they have anxiety, what they're really saying is, my body's confused. And it gets it to a point where it says, I could do this. So anxiety goes down, and confidence goes up. I had a lawn care company look at my yard at my last house. They drove away. They didn't even say goodbye. They drove away. And so I've had women do that to me, but this was a very different thing here. So I go across the street, and I had a farmer live by me. He has since passed away, but I said, Jake, just been rejected here by this company supposed to do my lawn. Give me a tip. Here was the self-talk he gave me, and it's been fabulous, and it's been my keep chopping. He said, keep planting grass, don't pull weeds. If you have a client that has walked away from you, go talk to them. But in addition to that, keep planting grass. It'll grow. There's even a scripture verse about it that the bird got some and the sun withered up some of the other, but some of it got on fertile soil and grew. Keep using the self-talk, and today, just keep doing your process. The results will come.